Iowa GOP overtakes Democrats in voter registration. By Sean Moran on July 2, 2020. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pattei announced Wednesday that Iowa Republicans have surpassed Democrats in active voter registration, which could have significant implications for Iowa's presidential, senatorial, and congressional races. In a Wednesday tweet, Pattei stated the total of Republican registered voters in the state stood at 681,789, just ahead of the number of Democrats with 681,148. There were 627,444 unaffiliated voters, making a total of 2,003,793. Jeff Kaufman, the chairman of the Iowa GOP, said in a statement on Wednesday that the Iowa Republican Party has only continued to increase its grassroots network across the state. With enthusiasm on our side, Republicans will only continue to increase our voter registration advantage in the coming months. This is why ground games are important. While Sleepy Joe and the Democrats picked up and left the state immediately after the caucuses, the Trump campaign has been on the ground since last fall, speaking with Iowans and getting them registered to vote. In fact, they have already made 1 million voter contacts. There's no doubt we are in a good position to keep Iowa red in November. The Iowa GOP noted in a release that after the 2020 Iowa caucuses, Democrats only held a 15,000 voter registration advantage. Iowa Republicans lead Democrats in total voter registration. However, Democrats lead Republicans across Iowa's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd congressional districts. Reps. Abby Finkenauer, D.A., and Cindy Axne, D.A., represent Iowa's 1st and 3rd congressional districts, both of whom unseated their incumbent Republican and helped give Democrats the House majority. Republicans will have to increase their voter registration to help unseat the swing district Democrats. Republicans' total voter registration advantage could help Senator Joni Ernst, R.Y.A., defeat her Democrat challenger Teresa Greenfield in 2020. President Donald Trump won Iowa's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd congressional districts during the 2016 presidential election. A strong showing for Trump in Iowa during the 2020 elections could help Republicans unseat those swing district Democrats. Kaufman said during a press conference in June that he feels very confident about Trump and Ernst's ability to win Iowa. "I've got to tell you, I feel good where we're at," Kaufman said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.